This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched party's Lok Sabha election campaign at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh. Addressing a public rally, Mr. Modi said, the 2024 Lok Sabha election is not just for making a government, but to make India a developed nation and the third largest economic superpower in the world. He said, when India was the 11th largest economy in the world, the poverty rates of India were soaring. The Prime Minister said, when India became the 5th largest economy, over 25 crore people successfully came out of poverty. He said, when India will become the third largest economy, poverty will be eradicated and the middle class will fuel India's growth. The Prime Minister said, India is making unprecedented investments in the manufacturing sector and the youth of the country are getting several opportunities in every sector. Mr. Modi said, today India's credibility is at new heights across the world and the whole world is looking towards India. Prime Minister Modi said, he's fighting a big battle to save the country from the corrupt and that is why big corrupt people are behind the bars today. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders were present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to the polls in 7 phases. The opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance today organized a Maharally at Delhi's Ram Leela Maidan to protest against many issues including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the central government is misusing institutions to threaten opposition parties. He also alleged that there is no level playing field in this election. Mr. Kharge said, this election is for saving democracy and the constitution and the opposition must fight unitedly. Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, AAP leader and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann and jailed Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita and other leaders of alliance attended the Maharally. This was the first public meeting of the INDIA block leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. BJP has hit out at the opposition alliance rally at Ram Leela Maidan, saying it is not a safe democracy rally as projected, but a safe family and hide corruption rally. President Draupadi Murmu today honoured former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and the family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said, the doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skill for more than 7 decades. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the last date for online submission of application form of CUET UG 2024 up to 5th April. Earlier, today was the last day for the submission of application. As per the NTA, the date has been extended on the request received from the candidates and other stakeholders. It said the candidates can also use school ID or any government ID with photograph to facilitate identification. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product, GDP, will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. And in Miami Open Tennis, unseeded American player Daniel Collins has won the women's singles title. In a major upset, Collins defeated fourth-seeded Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan in straight set 7-5, 6-3 in the women's singles final in Florida this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.